This is HPR episode 1937 entitled, Klaatu Talks to Cloudera about Hadoop and Big Data and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, Klaatu Talks to Cloudera about Hadoop and Big Data.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at AnHonestHost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Klaatu and I'm at All Things Open 2015. I'm talking to Ricky from Cloudera. So Ricky, what is Cloudera anyway?
We're an open source company that is trying to take Apache Hadoop to the enterprise level to allow enterprises to extract information out of multi-terabyte data sets to petabyte data sets.
When you say Hadoop, first of all, I mean, I know the name. I know that it's got something to do with big data. Is it a file system? Is it a framework? What is Hadoop?
That's a great question. That answer really kind of evolves over time, really. Back in the day, when I first started Cloudera, like 3.5 years ago, Hadoop was really just a file system in a distributed processing framework called MapReduce. HDFS is the file system for Hadoop. It's a distributed file system which allows you to take many nodes. Back in the day, we'd see commodity nodes, just a couple $1,000 servers. You get like 4 or 5, maybe 100 to 1,000 of them, you put them together. Then you can store a large volume of data on those systems, and it kind of brings it all together in one file system namespace.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the file system. The other part was the distributed processing. That and years ago, that processing framework was called MapReduce, and you can essentially write code in this very certain pattern, and it's just a pattern that is kind of labeled by Google called MapReduce. And if you program in this paradigm, you're able to write some pretty basic code, but you're able to just submit it to the cluster and analyze data in a distributed fashion. So you don't have to worry about nodes failing, you don't have to worry about where the data is, and like all that kind of stuff. So you can scale out your distributed processing.
Cloudera is obviously like it's using. I mean, they're the standard for production-ready Apache Hadoop. So, but I know that. I mean, I see on the document, the white pages there, that it lists like half a dozen Apache projects. Like, how does that all sort of fit together?
Right. Great question. So we try to take a lot of these projects out there that kind of are on the umbrella of the Hadoop ecosystem. So you have, I mean, you can name just like 15, 20 of them, right? So what we do is, similar to how Red Hat works, is like, if you're going to run a production system, you don't go to kernel.org and download a kernel and compile
it. Right.
You go download Red Hat, or you download an Ubuntu or Debian system.
Yeah.
We're very similar in that way. So we take down we employ a large majority of the committers and contributors to these open source projects that we ship. We provide patches, they work upstream, and then we also take the stable bits, we pull it down, and we do production releases where we test it, we do integration tests, smoke tests, all that kind of stuff to say like, yes, we certify that this product is production ready, it contains all the features that our customers want, but it's also a stable piece of software, and that we're confident that you can run it in an enterprise in a production environment.
Who would be your customers? Obviously big data, but I mean, like, what would be are you talking about like websites with lots of user, like with lots of like login users, or is it also in like internal intranets and big enterprises, or both?
Really, it's kind of a lot of different verticals. So one of the big verticals for our customers is the financial companies.
Oh, yeah.
So credit card fraud, for example, is a huge use case with machine learning.
Okay.
And the more data you have to throw out a machine learning library or a machine learning algorithm, the better. Even if your algorithm, it's actually better to have more data and a dumber algorithm than a really smart algorithm and a small amount of data. We have a lot of use cases in the financial vertical. Also e-commerce, social media websites that just need to store an abundant amount of data.
Yeah.
We have a database that runs across Hadoop called HBase that essentially allows you to do billions to trillions of rows and able to find like a needle in the haystack kind of thing where you say, this user ID is this, I want to find out the user, but we have hundreds of thousands of users or millions of users, and the data that we keep about them is quite dense.
Yeah.
And so I need to find this data. You can just give it a key and it's able to just go in and get it. So a lot of companies, maybe not our customers, but there's companies like, for example, Pinterest is one of the largest HBase users. Facebook is a huge HBase user.
That's like, what it was sounding like. It was like you were describing Facebook. Which
Exactly. Yeah.
So like something like Facebook, let's say, where they've got like the uploads of pictures and they're scanning for facial recognition. Mm-hmm. Is that something that Hadoop or something like Hadoop? I mean, I don't know if Facebook actually uses Hadoop, but if they did, like, would that, is that, does that fit into that sort of ecosystem of, oh, we have all this data being thrown at us, how do we process it, scale it down to thumbnails, and then post it to the person's profile all in one go?
Right. Yeah, you can actually do it. So one thing nice about Hadoop is that you can kind of just shove any file, binary format or not, into the file system, and then later decide what to do with it. There's a company with one of our clients, the name escapes me right now for some reason, but they did imaging of like all kinds of like the world. So they, every hour or whatever, they're taking pictures around the world, and they're...
Was it the NSA? Does that ring?
Maybe. No. So yeah, they would take these images and they upload it to Hadoop, and they had custom MapReduce code that would scan through these images and glean information using those images.
Okay.
So they could actually, for example, say that a that some sort of ship had moved through the Panama Canal and know that, like at this time and this time.
Just based on the images. That almost seems like an inefficient way to do that, actually. Like, isn't there some other trigger? I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, you would think, but you know, like you can, like whatever, you can, there's all kinds of information you can, or like maybe there's an army moving through an area, or there's like, maybe a giant migration of animals going this way. One of our customers is Monsanto, which is mixed feelings for a lot of people. But they're able to use Hadoop to do analysis of knowing how far to plant seeds to yield maximum crop growth, for example, using big data, using weather patterns. So they're able to correlate all these different dispersed data sets, correlate them together, and then make educated decisions on like what to do.
Wow, that's cool. I used to do that with the Farmer's Almanac too, but I guess simpler.
You said it right, like 90% of the time, right?
Yeah, well, that's really cool. So you're an open source project and a business, correct?
So we have an interesting business model. We have a hybrid business model. We are very against vendor lock-in. We have been for a long time. It's just one of our principles that we stand on. We don't want you to feel like you have to pay us in order to keep running our software. So everything that touches your data, everything that you analyze your data, things that you use on a day-to-day basis to run your business, if you decide to use Cloudera, is 100% open source. It's not like we're gonna just, you know, like some companies just like, you didn't pay the bill, so we unplug your database, you're done. But we, in order to keep our vendors, other vendors or competitors from being able to just take everything, we have some stuff that we keep proprietary that doesn't touch your data, for example.
Okay.
For example, we have Cloudera Manager was one of our biggest products for a very long time, where it makes it very easy to install Hadoop, to actually manage Hadoop. That's really one of the hardest things to do is to manage a Hadoop cluster, especially when you're dealing with tens to 20s to the hundreds of nodes.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do. Back when I first started, Cloudera Manager was in its infancy, and we were still learning how to build these clusters by hand. Every XML file you'd hand write and ship them out and write little scripts and use Puppet or something.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
So that was one piece of software that we did. We continue to add other software to our portfolio, such as Navigator, which tracks data that's coming in. It tracks the lineage of it. Okay. So that way when an executive gets a report, you can actually track the lineage of how that data came in. And you can, you know, for example, say concretely that, yes, this data is not false, or this data is not corrupt, or was joined against bad data or something.
Yeah. So people, I mean, I don't think this is sort of the thing that people could just like try out. Like, I mean, this is for an acquisitions person or something, right? I mean, it's not.
Sort of. Yeah. It's, I would say, even though that Hadoop is kind of still, it's come a very long way. It's still kind of difficult to just step into the pond. That is kind of difficult, but you can, there's a lot of training resources online, way more than there was 3 years ago.
Okay.
So you can totally do that. I will say that if you are in the tech industry, it would definitely behoove you to start looking into Hadoop, learning a little bit about it, because it's going to start becoming, it's becoming more and more, like I've been here for a long time, more and more companies are talking about it. More and more companies want it. More and more companies just actually not just want it, but need it now.
Yeah.
Google hit this problem a long time ago, and now companies are kind of realizing to kind of become a a real company these days, you need to become information driven.
And your data set is not getting smaller.
Exactly. Like, your data set's only getting larger. And now with this Internet of Things buzzword going around, everybody's collecting as much data as possible.
Yep.
And they're realizing, oh, I can't just like shove that into our Oracle database. So yeah, I would say go on our website. We have a quick start VM where you can just download, and it's a virtual box machine.
Okay.
And you can just get started. And there's also like Docker images online that you can probably get going with too.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the site?
It's cloudera.com.
Okay.
You go there, and there's a quick start bundle on there in the resources section.
Cool. Thanks for giving me an overview. It's actually really interesting and informational.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.